And John is on the phone now. John Bounce. Hello, John.
Hello.
John, you are our Geek of the Week.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello.
And
hello.
You only just got in touch with us, but you may explain now why you qualify, and you do qualify.
Well, it's obviously geekish in you guys' opinion, but I'm about to, with a couple of friends, visit all 56 surviving piers in England and Wales in 2 weeks.
Brilliant. And we've never used geeky as anything other than a compliment anyway. So to say it is geeky is that it's brilliant. Mm.
It's a well-researched interest that's got a lot of passion behind it.
So you're in a landlocked place in England, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, we all live in Birmingham, and that's kind of why it came up. Our memories of the seaside are kind of at best hazy and coloured with Carry On films and and Hancock's Punch and Judy Man and things like that. So we thought we really needed to investigate the seaside before it completely disappears.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there are this many. That's quite a lot, actually. More than I would have realised, actually.
Yeah, and you're doing this over 2 weeks. How many are you planning to... have you got a very well-planned, say, spreadsheet of where you're going to be visiting?
We've got a very, very well-planned spreadsheet. There's 56 in England and Wales, according to the National Pier Society, who we got in touch with. And we're going to start in Weston-super-Mare, which is the nearest to Birmingham. It's kind of where we go on childhood holidays. And we're going anti-clockwise, basically. So we'll end up, go all the way around the country and end up in South Wales.
That's brilliant. Wow. I mean, so what will be the last one that you visit?
Penarth.
Penarth?
I've never even heard of.
I've been to Penarth.
Yeah. Did you go down the pier?
I did not go down the pier, and I feel like an idiot. So what? Now, can you tell me, what's the most amount of piers you'll be visiting in a day?
It's probably, we decided that the Isle of Wight was part of England, and there's four on the Isle of Wight, so we're going to do all of those, maybe in a couple of hours if we can.
Wow.
And tell me about the other people coming on this trip.
Well, we've got Danny Smith, who's my friend and colleague. We edit a magazine together. It was kind of his idea. We came up with the pun first for the title and then the idea.
Do you know,
please
tell us the pun.
Well, the book we're going to attempt to write is called Peer Review.
Come on! Peer Review.
It's brilliant.
I would like to salute you with absolute admiration for that. I'm actually very pleased that you came up with a pun first, because I think a lot of good things in the world only exist because someone went, that sounds funny, doesn't it?
Let's do it. Let's go actually do it. Yeah. But you're seeing it through, John, which is why it's an amazing achievement, which you haven't yet achieved, but nevertheless.
Well, no, we decided 2 weeks because 2 weeks is kind of how long you'd get off work.
Yeah, that's fair.
In the sort of car weeks in Birmingham. But when we actually sat and planned it, we reckon we can do it in 10 days.
Wow. And so you're going to write these up, you're going to do it on a blog, or are you hoping to publish this?
Well, we're going to kind of do both, because we've been crowdfunding enough petrol money and places to camp and stuff.
That's nice.
Brilliant.
On the internet. And so all those people that pledged us some money, they're going to see a secret blog.
Great.
Of the tour. That's, but also we're going to post a few things in public as well.
So what's the URL? We'll put it up on our Twitter feed anyway. But
that would be peerreview.co.uk.
Excellent.
And I'd like to ask quickly, are you going to do anything special on the piers, or are you just going to have a nice look at them?
We're definitely planning on jumping off one. Worthing, because I've seen people jump off that on the news. It looks safe.
Right, isn't it on the news when people have accidents jumping off it?
Possibly.
Oh, guys, look after yourselves.
Be careful out there when you go around your piers. And we wish you well, obviously. We hope you do it in 10 days or 2 weeks. That'd be great.
And perhaps you could let us know if there's one you'll be at a specific time, and then our listeners could go and meet up with you on it.
Yeah,
we could meet up and bring you some
next
sort of
Saturday,
sandwiches.
We think we're going to be somewhere near Clacton or Harwich.
At what time?
Like that.
You've got to get in touch.
Maybe
with us.
We could call you on the road, from the pier.
Can we do
that?
Yeah,
of course you can.
Right, we'll do that. It sounds like a date to me. You potentially on Clacton Pier tomorrow, next weekend.
Geekiest rendezvous.
We're doing it. Right, thank you so much for talking to us, John. Well, we'll talk to you next week. How about that then? That's going to be
brilliant.
Good. All right, have a good time, and we'll point people at your website in the meantime. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Luck.
John Bounds, Geek of the Week.
Six. Music.
This is Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. Jarvis.